Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
Spirit of Nigeria Radio, where we bring the diaspora up to speed. And we're reaching you from Culture Town. My name is Jaman Anikulapo, and we're here this evening to distill art the way we've been talking about art. Because we say that while politics is going bunker, art is going to save this nation, art will save our humanity, art will save our world. And it's a pleasure to bring here today a woman that I respect a lot, because I can't say I know the beginning of her journey, but I know almost the very beginning when she started out helping artists and helping us to put flesh to our artistic world. She's my sister, but I will not mention her name now. And let me just do my first introduction before we lost time. As I've told you, Nigeria is a place where even go slow can catch train. Go slow, go slow. So the culture train is running late because it didn't come in on time. So, I'm a bit late, but we will get to our destination eventually. You know, now the culture scene, the culture season has opened. I've been talking about this for a long time. People say, why are you always talking about culture season? Because it is only when culture season comes that we stop getting all this bad news. Culture has a way of overthrowing bad news. At least we can celebrate life, even when violence, we're surrounded by violence, kidnapping, banditry, AK-47, which has now become a national language or a national diction. So, but on culture train, we try to bring us back to our humanity to remind us that we are human beings after all. And that's why we bring in my sister here to talk with us in the spirit of International Women's Day, which is on Monday, and International Women's Month. We'll be talking about art and women. We'll be talking about that. And then we'll be talking about events that are coming up in the festival season. So I'll roll them out one by one. But let me do something that my executive producer does not like. It is the fact that I like to pay tribute to some of our people that we had have exited, because every person who lives reminds us of our mortality. And we also know that artists don't die. They move on and then their work continues. And so I like to just mention them in passing, just as a moment of tribute. And so that their family and their relatives and associates and mentees will know that they meant so much to us. Last week I was talking so much on Chris Ajilo, who left, and April is a date that has been set for him. But you know, this afternoon, a visual artist, Michael Moyege, was sent forth to his ancestral wood, because he passed on not too long ago, and today was the day he's sent forth. And I was happy to be there, and I could see that the artist community right around him. Yesterday was for Eddie Adjono, who was 80 when he died recently. And he was sent forth yesterday at a very big event. You know, when you about to say Aye Yewon, yesterday was a day of blessing for him. And I'm happy that the family saw to that. Yeah, because Eddie Adjono did a lot for our art world, helping us, for instance, in solidifying the base of ANA, Association of Nigerian Authors, Lagos. It did so much. And this same week was when Sadiq Daba said to leave us, the actor, that veteran actor, that the one I could call an eminent artist, broadcaster. who left, and he was buried the following day. But you know, so that I can make my great result to be happy, tomorrow we are celebrating life. Taiwa Jailai said, we are celebrating our tomorrow. And women, this is Women's Day. Please, if you are a man, unless you disguise as a woman, please do not show up on their set. You should just show up at the place and sit quietly, because it's a day for women. Because you'll be listening to quite a lot of women who have made accomplishments in their own right. They'll be celebrating Taiwa Jailai said. The theme is woman. Now that the glass ceiling has been shattered, what is next? I will be celebrating the many lights, the many colors, the many shades of Taiwa Jailai said. And among those who will be talking, who will be speaking there, Toki Mabogunje. She's the president of Lagos Chamber of Commerce and Industry. I'm not sure she's not the first one to become president. I'm not talking of chairperson. So, but this is a very woman who is very capable. She's going to lead the talk. And on that same program, we're going to have Ifeoma, you know, if you've been hearing of Ifeoma Fafunwa, she'll be speaking there. Joker Silva will be speaking there. And you know, Noma Shodipo, who has been very influential on television and educationist, will be speaking there. We're going to have Auntie Yabo Ababa. If you don't know Yabo Ababa and you are in the art, please go and tear your certificate, because she has been there all along before many of us were even born. And she's still rolling there. We have Chinwe Wase, fine artist, who was recently buried, but she has decided to join us also tomorrow. Sandra Obiago. Sandra Obiago has done, you know, some of the major art events in this town have been done by Sandra, including documentary films, and she's been there. Nkechi Nwosuigbo, poet, painter. You know, when you see painting that looks like poetry, that's Nkechi Nwosuigbo. And she'll be talking there tomorrow. Bolanle Austin Peter, of course, you know Bolanle Austin Peter, the powerful woman at the Terra Culture, who has been doing musicals and been producing films. She'll be talking. Naira Akinshola, you know her way back from Village Headmaster, fantastic actress, and she'll be representing Nanta, because the program tomorrow is between Committee for Relevant Art and National Association of Nigerian Theatre Arts Practitioners, Nanta. They will be speaking on their behalf. And then, you know, this program is produced by a young lady, Kenny Ekundayo. Someone I say is the future of curatorial practices in Nigeria. Kenny is doing all the big shows, including Kusunoga Choir at the Co-Hotel, including in San Diego. Everywhere, Kenny is there, and she's producing this because she's a member of the Committee for Relevant Art. And there's a reason why we made her the youngest of all to make her the one to be the producer, because these women who are speaking tomorrow are handing over to the next generation, and Kenny happened to belong in that generation. Of course, the event will be anchored by no other person than E.A. Jonathan. E.A. Jonathan came in and took jazz and brought all of us into jazz music, and we're all loving it. And because she made it, and then she even added Amala. You know, Amala is my favorite food. She even added Amala to the question of jazz. So all of them, you'll be meeting tomorrow at 2 p.m. You can join by Zoom and everything. You can check on our website, on my personal page. This is Jaman Anikulapo, or Jaman Oladejo Anikulapo on Facebook. The invitation have been posted there. So you can join by Zoom, by Facebook, by YouTube at 2 p.m. tomorrow, even though there will also be in person. But you know, I'm rolling on too much. Let me take a break. And when I come back, I'm going to introduce my sister, Josephine Obo MacLeod. But let me recount myself. Chief,
Josephine Spirit of Nigeria Obo Radio
MacLeod. When we come back, I'll give you the rundown of the accomplishment of this woman, and then I'll bring her in to talk to us. Thank you very much for being a nice audience, and then I will be back here. Thank you.
Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
If you see mommy walk down, never never you run away. Yeah, yeah, never run away, Victor. Why you? If you see mommy, what now? If you see mommy, what now? Never, never you run away. Yeah, yeah. Sing that song of love, sweet melody.
Hello again, this is Scott Your Train reaching you from Spirit of Nigeria Radio, where we bring the diaspora up to speed. And we're looking at you from Culture Town, but we are networked to around the world. You'll be surprised that our guest is coming from outside of this place, and we have quite a lot of our listeners outside of Nigeria, and I'm happy to bring her in. But first of all, let me say happy birthday to our grand uncle, Victor, wife, guitar boy, whose music you are listening to now. He was 80 just a few days ago, and the artistic world rose to celebrate him. As I mentioned at the beginning of this show, the artists never die because their work continues. And one of the people who make the works of artists to live after them is Chief Justin Obo Matthew. What I call my own sister because we come a long way. Please count how many zero, how many O, how many N in what I've just said. Because I've known Justin Obo MacLeod right from the days in Ajegunle. And we're going to start from there. I hope you don't mind, Chief.
Not at all.
You don't mind. Because people will now know that you are original, Ajegunle, that you really come from the root. Chief Justin Obo MacLeod, the adoner of Emu Kingdom in Eastern Land, Edo State. She's the Atayeshe of Ikate Land, Elegushi, Lekki, Lagos. She's the artistic director of Joe Frame Art and Design, United Kingdom. She's also the trustee of JOM Charity, a Scottish charity board, registered charity, promoting art and well-being. And she is the MD of Cacophony Art Limited and Cacophony Simple Plan Studios and Galleries, Elessa, Lekki, Lagos. You know why I had to take my time to read all of this? Because over the time, Chief Justin Obo MacLeod, I'm resisting the temptation to just call her Justin because with the chief there, I have to show some respect. You know, she's been at this for a long time. And I spoke about the Ajegunle Day. In fact, let me take you back to Ajegunle. Chief Obo MacLeod, you are going to tell the world that I'm lying.
No, your not mom, at all. Not at all. I can't do that.
Your blessed mom started this old Ajegunle music that people don't know. People think that Ajegunle music just materialized. But she started, I knew that, you know, I was a reporter way back 1986. And I met her and I spoke to her. I've forgotten the name. Is it Congo Hotel or so in Ajegunle?
Yes.
And over time, she produced. Yes. And then she produced all of you who then made music world to become what it is. People don't know that the gentleman called Mighty Mouse is your brother. That is the guy. It was in his studio that I first met at the Shoki as a young guy and at the Fresh. They were young people who just came to hang out in the studio in what was the name of the studio there? It was on the ground floor of the hotel that I just mentioned now. Yama Studio. That is the Mighty Mouse is Justin's brother. And there was Gilbert Obo, who became the most important music manager. When you talk of music manager, not people who just carry briefcase for artists. This one was an artist manager. The way you think about someone like Essien Akpabio, the brother of the senator now. Essien Akpabio will go reggae to limelight. But Ajegunle, the music started from your. Please, let's go back there. Chief Justin, can you just tell us in brief the story of that movement in Ajegunle that now produced all this food that we're talking about now?
Yes. Thank you, Jamin. I must say thank you very much for inviting me to this very prestigious program of yours. And also, I'll say thank you to the audience that are tuned in all over the world. Yes, my late mom, Chief Comfort, Aimee Baluye Obo, was actually a very, very fantastic art lover. She and my dad, late Chief Major H. Humphrey Etafu Obo, they combined their artistic love to encourage young and coming artists. I can remember that my late father started it by doing things in his village in Ugboha, in Ishan, Edo State, and having Amy Records produce local Ugboha musicians and had the record. I still have some of the records with me, LPs, produced by Amy Records in those days. Then my mother have always loved art. She's a very good dancer, a very good singer, a very good performer. And then eventually a businesswoman, a good tycoon. But she used a lot of her funds in promoting artists, especially the young Ajegunle artists. And then eventually she set up the first recording studio for my junior brother, John Aiboha Obo, who is known as Mighty Mouse. And she did that. And a lot of all these musicians including, as you rightfully said, Daddy Shoki, Daddy Fresh, you know, the Yellow China and all of them. They went through that studio before they became what they are. And I think even before John started this, I had a brother who was very, very good DJ. Unfortunately, we lost him in Boston, Jude Obo. And late Jude Obo was also influenced by my mother's generosity in the art, and he became the local DJ in most of the nightclubs in Ajegunle. That was before John. And then when Gilbert returned, he now did the artist manager, and I believe he actually managed some lovely artists who became quite successful in their own right. Yes, German, thank you for giving my mom that kudos. I appreciate that, and I know that you've supported her, and you had a very touching article, which I'm still trying to lay my hands on, but I'll send it to you when I get it, that you wrote about her during her death at the Guardian newspapers, you know. And you wrote the tribute, which if I lay my hands on it, I will use this for her memorial this year. If not, I will have it mentioned, plus the ones written by other newspapers. So thank you so much. Yes.
Thanks so much for that brief. But then I'm still going to get to cacophony, which is the reason why we're here. Your mom was more into music, and your dad was actually in the military. You were more into music, and they encouraged the boys to play in the music. But you have gone into visual arts. And your sister, Mabel, who I have not seen for a long time, also went to visual arts, and now she's a politician. What is the connection between all of this?
Oh, well, my parents, you know, both encouraged music, but they also encouraged visual art, because in my father's house, I remember, and my mother's house, there were a lot of sculptures and paintings around us. And when my father was in the army and he could afford it, he had a lot of the army officers that paint from their painting department. I didn't know they had an art department, but I know my father did bring some army officers to paint live drawings of him and my mom and my late, some pictures from reference, which we still have, of my late grandfather and grandmother. And wow. I think all these influenced me very much. And when I was growing up, I wanted to be an artist, you know, but my mom, I think, because I don't know what reason, said, okay, you can do art, but you will have to learn business, you know, because that is what she was, a business tycoon. My father wanted me to be an accountant. My mother wanted me to be a business tycoon, because my dad was also an accountant. But eventually, I was thank my mother, although I got my inspiration from my late dad about art, that she sponsored me to be selling art alongside teaching me business. So she actually gave me the money to buy artwork that I was selling at a very young age of 16, you know. And she encouraged me in even setting up a gallery in the United Kingdom in the 90s, when I was doing my master's at the University of Surrey, called Timbuktu Art Gallery with a British partner. You know, so she'd always been behind visual art, you know, so although she wasn't openly coming out, and I would really like to thank her. But it was later in life, I actually asked my mom, why are you, do father have all these carvings in the house, all these sculptures, all these paintings? You know, you are into photography. We have so many photographs taken of us when she was even a market woman in Oshodi. You know, she started out as a market woman in Oshodi, and she used to bring photographer to her market store, like I remember, to take photographs of us and herself. And so she was also interested in photography. So she now told me that my grandfather, who although was doing other traditional things, was from on my father's side, was actually a sculptor. And he was known as Carpenter as his nickname, because he was very good with woodwork. And because of his skill, he was working with the colonials in building bridges all across Isha. And that was his specialty. And his nickname became Carpenter. So I now started saying, okay, so that might be part of the reason my father loved art from the beginning and passed it on. So I do thank my parents for the encouragement they gave me, both parents. And I my project now is to honor them, you know, and by giving back, you know, for all the nice things they've done for me.
Thank you very much, Chief Obomafeod. I will sound like I'm just thinking praises today because I like to talk about people who are doing things. This is contentious, but I'd like to say that you started the first art hotel, in which case, Cacophony, that you started in VI, I've forgotten the address, in VI here, was the first hotel I saw in Lagos that made art to be the core of its own operation. And then it was called Cacophony Art Hotel. And everywhere you went, I remember that when you entered into the hotel, the first thing you see was this green painting that just sucks you in. It makes you feel like you are walking in a carpet of grass. And everywhere was an artwork, and so many exhibitions were held in that room. And I know that was really very, very impressive. I'm showing all this out so that those who are listening to us, you know, the pedigree of the person I'm talking to. I want to take a music break, but let me just continue with that. Cacophony Art Hotel, what was the inspiration? And why did you have to shut it down? I know you had to relocate outside. Why did you have to shut it down? And then we now reconnect to Cacophony that just went to be a loop.
Okay, thank you. Darren, the Cacophony Art Hotel, the brain and the idea of that hotel, I wanted a boutique hotel that had quality. Remember that my mom was also in the hotel business. So she was in the 2-star hotel business to 3-star. And she had a hotel comfort at Apapa, 21 Apapa Osho, the expressway. So when I got this idea, I wanted to locate my hotel now, possibly, or the hotel with my partners, in either Ikoyi or Victoria Island Access or Lekki. But I couldn't afford Ikoyi. And then we now said, okay, let's do Victoria Island. But I didn't have the money. I had the idea. But I knew that this idea that I wanted art to be part of it, that has to be the distinctive competence. I wanted a place where we could promote art and at the same time also promote hospitality, which is what I was trained. My first degree in Boston came from hotel and catering and restaurant management plus institutional management. So I now felt using my degree to work, and at the same time, I could also promote my passion, which is the art, which I have already been dealing with art. And this time, I've had that gallery that was in Guildford in Surrey, you know, while I was at the University of Surrey doing my master's degree. So I was actually, I didn't have the money, but I talked to my now husband. Then we were actually not married at that time. And I asked him if he could raise the fund with some of his friends. And they gave a soft loan. You know, he became the business partner, but he couldn't really understand what I was trying to say until it was created. And when it was created, I believe that it was extremely successful. And we had, you know, for the hotel side, we had Totafina. They came in there, saw all the artworks and the ambience, and they blocked booked us, which was part of the problem that I could not do as much of the art activities I wanted to do. But then we still earned good money from it. I can't regret that. But they booked us for over, I think we were with them for over 3, 4, 5 years, you know. And when they left us, then we were able to do a little bit more art activities as I wanted to. But during that time at the hotel, I must say that I was able to have some very, very, very good contracts which promoted a lot of artists. I had a contract with Southern Sun Hotels. So we brought in Ikoyi. So we brought in different artworks and also old pictures of Lagos in there. You could still see it in their reception. We had contracts with Afren Energy. You know, he wanted a very good collector, Egbati Momo, former deputy MD of Shell had his own company coming, but he wanted it to be like the hotel. Because he came to Cacophony, he was very impressed. So he ordered over 300 artworks, which I believe promoted so many artists at the same time. And then we had Adax Petroleum one, which Fidelis Odogwu, you can still go there now, and you see the sculptures there. We're commissioned through Cacophony, and then all the artworks inside, we also sold up to another 100 artworks between their office here and to name a few that we sold through and individual collectors, you know, even Nail Studio, the owner. So we had so many successes in selling artworks, but I wanted to do more performance activities and other things, but I was restricted by the contracts that I had with the companies that we are block booking, because they loved the hotel and they loved the concept. And when you go to why did we have to sell, what really happened was that I then eventually got married to this Scottish piper, Norman MacLeod, which I would say Chief Piper Norman MacLeod, because he was his double chief in Lagos State and also in Edo State like myself. And he was the one advocating the piping cross-cultural mix with African music with Mighty Mouse, you know, did their recordings at Jahua Studio in Ajegunle. And he wanted to go back. His job was finished. So at that time, we thought, okay, we are moving back. And how do I manage the hotel and the same time remain married, you know? So we now said, okay. And the partners wanted their money back, because they felt that I was not there to run it anymore, and they will not trust somebody else to take over with their money still hanging. So since I didn't have the cash to pay them off, I can only get commission from the sale, then we had to sell the place. But one thing that happened from selling the place, it proved to me the importance of art. Because when the place was being sold, the artworks belonged to Cacophony. The property belonged to the custodian of the group. So when they paid for the property, I now started passing our artworks. So the buyer of the place came in there and saw when the artwork was removed, especially the green artwork you are referring to must be, I think one of them that we put for some time was Chike Onora's green grass.
Yes, Chike Onora, yes.
Yes, it was Chike's green grass. And when we started removing all the artworks, this gentleman that was purchasing this place called Mulit Hotels, it was Mulit Hotels that came for the place. He now said that he wants the artworks to remain, that I should give him a dosa. Dosa had a beautiful, fantastic big work of horses, you know, like the one they have in the north, charging his own. Beautiful with his lovely colors. He wanted a dosa's work, and when I saw that the artwork might compromise the sale, then I now told him to make me an offer for all the artworks in the hotel. Apart from the ones we have in storage, he actually paid very good money, I must say, for those artworks, because he knew that when immediately I was removing them, the spirit of the room and hotel was changing. He wanted it to remain the same, and I'm very grateful to Mulit Hotel for also promoting the art by buying those artworks, which enabled me to reinvest some of them that when my commission came, that I now bring to Scotland. You know, that we are now going to exhibit in the future, also in Nigeria.
Thank you very much, Chief Justin MacLeod. The Adono, is it Adono? You have to correct me. Adono of Emu Kingdom.
Yes, Adono.
Adono of Emu Kingdom.
Or Adono.
Okay.
Adono.
Hey, I know Adono. That's Benin.
In some part of Ishan we call Adono, but where I come from in Emu Kingdom is Adono. In my
Adono.
In Ubuha is Adolo. You know.
Adolo, okay. Yes. Okay. The Adono.
Don't forget, I'm very proud of my Ataeshe title.
I know. Ataeshe of Ikacheland.
I was born in Lagos State. If Lagos State will allow me to say that, I was born in maternity in Lagos State.
Yes, yes. So thank you very much. We'll take a short break, and when we come back, we'll be going back to why you are now returning Cacophony to Lagos, where it all started from.
Thank you very much.
My guests have been Chief Justin Obo MacLeod, the Abion of the Kingdom, Esa Land and Edo State, Atayesh of Ikate Land, LFBC, Lekki, Lagos, Artistic Director of Joe Frame Art and Design UK, Trustee of JON Charity, Scotland-based charity organization that is promoting art and well-being, and the MD of Cacophony Art Limited and Cacophony Simple Plan Studios and Galleries in Lekki. After when we come back, we'll be talking about Cacophony Simple Plan Studios. And I'm happy that you said you were not driven out of the country by the frustration here, rather you relocated because your husband was leaving. My regards to the piper, Scottish piper, because I worked with him on Bentomologist, one of the Bentomologist tracks, where he performed it on you know, we used to make a joke of him wearing skirt when he was performing the bagpipe himself. So we're back, just a short break, and then I'll take you on why Cacophony is returning to Lagos. Thank you. Just hanging in there.
Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
Radio, where we bring the diaspora up to speed. And my guest is Chief Justin Obo MacLeod, the Art Donor of Emu Land in Eson Land in Alatayeshe in Lekki. We've been talking about art, and you know, some of our friends, I'm sure Chief Obo MacLeod, you remember Tony Akesho. Okay. He's just listening, and he just he said that is the economic of cultural production. You guys are talking, touched on. Someone came to buy a property and decide make me an offer for the visual art on the walls. That's Tony Akesho. And then there's also Steve Osezua, who is the convener of the biggest high life music group in the on the net. And he's talking, you know, he has the highlight, his highlight masters, and he's saying that that Dr. Afile performed at his Dr. Afile, whose music we just played now, performed at his mother's burial. But I'm going to throw a challenge to Chief MacLeod, Oba MacLeod. You know, one of the things we have to do is to record some traditional Eastern land music. Okay? Because, I was going online and I couldn't get any. And for a chief, the Adonai of Emuland, I'm sure you're in charge of culture, we should for those people and record them. Otherwise, many of our young people may not be able to know that this music, this great music, exists. But that's not why you are here. But I'm sure Cacophony Studio, by the time you tell us Cacophony about Cacophony Studio, you'll be able to tell us if that is in your line. And my friend Sam Osaze is also listening. He's also from Eastern Land. He's writing poetry in Eastern language, and I hope he'll be able to work with you on this. I just found him a job with you. Now, Cacophony is coming back to Lagos. In fact, I'm asking this question so that Tony Akinjo, my friend, can have story to write. Why is Cacophony coming back? Because at this time, we think that the environment has become more toxic, harder for people to operate, and you are bringing back Cacophony. And if I know the scale at which you operate, Cacophony will come in and you change the dynamics of things. I'm saying that in advance. So why is Cacophony coming back to Lagos?
Well, in a way, I would say that Cacophony never actually left Lagos, because the holding company of some of the things I'm now doing in the United Kingdom is Cacophony. It's the holding company. The Cacophony had always been affiliated with what we are going to do. My vision was that when we decided to relocate, we were going to start a gallery. I was in the process gallery at a Lesson property that we now are using. But unfortunately, when this impromptu relocation came, I had not finished doing the gallery. And I had some artworks that we had earmarked for the gallery also, and they were stored at my apartment in Apapa, and it burnt down 7 days before I left Nigeria to come back and set up. So that actually brought the project slower, because we've always said to ourselves, and I always said to myself and my partners, that I do want to give back to my country. No matter where I go to, no matter how bad my country is getting, it is still my country. I will want to still give back and touch my country. But there is another adage in Asian language, because I cannot also come to the United Kingdom, which is now my other country or my residence. I cannot come here now and say I will not do something to favor United Kingdom, because they are the owners of the land where I am now. So what I'm looking at, why we now said, okay, let's take our time, but make some progress in the United Kingdom in setting up, because we are new here, everybody knows us. But let's take our time, set up in the United Kingdom, then rekindle where we left off in Nigeria, in Africa, and start off the art project in an international light, whereby we will be able to do, as you said, aim to bring African artists to greater limelight internationally, and bring culture and other things to empower our youth through creativity, and promote and encourage the adults to embrace the art. So we feel that in as much as people they are laughing at me to say, oh, this lady going back to Africa is so dangerous, what she's doing there. Well, I try to remind them that no matter how dangerous Africa is, or no matter how whatever they call Nigeria, it is my country. It is my best place. It's where my ancestors are. Ishan land is where I was from, or I'm still from, and will always be from. And Lagos was where I was born. So there's no way I will not have love for it. And I will have a deep-rooted love for Africa. Africa could be very great if we give back. And this is part of our this setting up with Simple Plan Studio with Wallace Ejo and myself, I feel that the synergy, because he is actually extremely good at rendering in painting. I'm also a painter now. I'm also a sculptor and a photographer. I even have Sandra Gumba before you mentioned earlier on. She has some of my books in her collection, you know, and even Fela's sister, Yeni, and she has some of my work in her collection, you know, that she bought in some exhibitions in Nigeria. So I'm not only coming in as somebody that is promoting other artists, I'm also coming in to promote myself and other artists. So you can see how passionate I'm taking this. And we're also going to put Nigeria and Africa in the limelight that it's not all about negativity all the time. All the news here is bad news. We find it very difficult to penetrate some safe places here because people are looking down on us. There is also some impression, yes, I know our art, nobody can tell me, can withstand any museum. We know that because of our art are already in their museums. But when you go and try to present your work for them here, especially in Scotland, we don't have public spaces who are promoting our work. So we're wanting a way where we can cross-culturally work with the international companies, international countries, not only United Kingdom, but we'll start from United Kingdom, we'll start from Scotland, and then we want to move to other countries so that we could have something cross-cultural that will help our youth, also help their youth, because their youth, when they come to Africa or come to Nigeria eventually by what we are planning, they will see a lot of creative things around them that can influence their own art. So that's
okay.
It. I hope I've answered some of your questions.
Yeah, you have. We will get back to Geoffrey. I'm really impressed with what you are doing in the UK with the Geoffrey. Because we hear a lot about what you're doing there, and we don't really have enough representation of African and Nigerian art in the UK, and that's what you are doing. So we'll get back to that now. But a question from Choyin Akinshu, who you know was a member of Cacophony. Said, is it a capacity building issue? If Cacophony could not raise someone who could run the hotel and the visual art property in the absence of the art donor herself, was it? I hope you understand the question.
I don't think that was the capacity issue because we have a very, very, very qualified people to run the hotel. I think the issue came because I didn't own the hotel with my own money. So I felt that the people just felt they wanted their money, whether my soft, or what we call silent partners felt that, hey, we want our cash for something else now, you know. But I myself didn't have the financial capacity. It's a house, a big house in Victoria Island. I couldn't raise the money to buy them up. If I was able to buy them up, I would have still kept that location because it was an excellent location and the property was beautiful, you know. And as you know, you were all there now when you all helped me in the renovations of the property, and it was a fantastic idea. But I'm very happy that when we left, it was only me that left, because as I ran the hotel, I gave a lot of encouragement to the youth. Most of the people, some of them, including, I don't want to mention names, but they've been contacting me on Facebook. Some of them started as cleaners. They are now graduates. Some have left hotels and became bank computer analysts. One of them, actually, I will call his name, Innocent Obeya. I'm so proud of him. He came as a cleaner and became my deputy manager. I could have left the place for him. He was very efficient. I'm very proud to say he's now a graduate and doing extremely well for himself. So when we left, I was the only one that left. All the workers were taken over by Newly. So their salary was even increased. Their benefits were increased. They gave them a lot of, I think the company also had a wing of insurance, so they gave them a lot of benefits. But I was very proud that they did that for the staff. No, it's definitely not a capacity issue. The issue was I could not raise the funds to buy the partners that got the money from the beginning. So that would be
Well, thank you very much. My guest is Chief Justin Obo Makiot, the Adonor of Emuland, and he's the MD of Cacophony Art Limited and Cacophony Simple Studio. Now, we're talking about capacity. You are trying to set up here again. How are you going to manage the Cacophony Simple Studio and Gallery here in in Lekki here, and Joe Frame in the UK? Because you have to remain in UK where you are. But then you have this one here. So how are you, because that's the question Tony is asking. Like, is there a capacity issue in art management? I think that's the fundamental question that he was raising.
I believe that there'll be a problem if we are able to build the company to a level. Right now, I have Wallace Edger, who is going to be a curator and also on ground in the studio, because we want to have IT programs to give back to the university students and art students. So we are starting off with Nnamdi Azikiwe University and University of Ile-Ife. And most importantly, I have a very good relationship with the HOD Art and Creative Design at Ambrose Ali University, Dr. Ehi Akoba, Albert Ehi Akoba, and he's bringing in the first resident student. You remember the property I say burned down in Borno Crescent, Apapa? We have now turned that We turned the property now. We have a studio there, which Edjo has been running for the last, I think since I left Nigeria, for the last 6 years, and it's a very successful studio. So we have now, I received I have some trustee in this Jump Charity and also the Geoffrey Art and Design UK. We've sent some money back home now. We've renovated the rooms so that we can house some of these students. And you know my quality. I want the quality to be international standard, you know. So if it's two students we're taking, we're having them in rooms that have generator, that have that we have microwave, we have everything for them. It's like a hotel, Kakufuni hotel room. That's why we're housing those students. But what we expect for them is that when they go through us, they are able to be taught also the business aspect of their art in a way they are coming in that way to encourage them, you know. And then at the end of it, we want them also to give back to others, because we are trying to give them something that to whom much is given, much is expected. And that's my drive too. Much was given to me by my parents. Much was given to me by other people. I learned a lot from a lot of people, including Tony, with your book things and even you, German, and everything you've done. You've been inspirational in my life. And even at the times that my life was really down, you really helped me, apart from the art, you know, in certain things that I will eventually reveal in another interview, you know. So I am actually in the position, I believe, that when we start, then we can get funding. We can. There's so many creative people that can be managers, that can be real good managers of the gallery. You know. So we know that, or even of the studio, that can move things forward. You know, we're even talking with Mufo Nifade. We are going to sit down with him, rub heads. I've talked to the SNA president now, which I'm a member of SNA myself, Dudo, Sonoya, and we are going to sit down.
Yes.
I'm planning to come to Nigeria very soon after the lockdown in Scotland, and I'm going to speak with these people, and we will now see how do we really move this place forward and get a proper curator and get Ajo to face what he's good at, which is transferring the knowledge, because he's a very gifted artist, to the youth. So, but meanwhile, we feel that with the level we are now, and we will be able to manage it, and me working from Scotland or England, because we also have properties in England, and some of our artworks are based in England, you know, we will be able to cope until we grow, and then we can bring in a lot of people, including Tony. I would like Tony to come on board and bring all those very good ideas. You know, even you, German, you know, when I want a situation where we do it properly, because I know that even when Terraculture started, I know that a lot of you were behind the brain, behind the scenes, and because I have a lot of respect, you know, for her. who's done Terraculture and all the artists, and a lot of you have helped them. And I will still call for your help and appeal to support me and this program, for us to give back and for us to also showcase, as you say, us in the limelight, that it's not all negative. In my dream, I feel that one day we will have an artist that is a president of Nigeria. Because
because
art, an artist, is sensitive to the people, is sensitive to the environment around them. And most artists get their inspiration from that, whether performing artists or what a journalist or a visual artist, fine artist. But now you find that people that go to read politics, especially, or those that don't read politics at all, and they decide to become politicians, they're insensitive to the people. They fail the people. So we need to empower our children to be sensitive, to understand their environment. Teaching them giving back is a step to them becoming a leader. And that is the empowerment. We want to empower our children through the arts and through creativity.
Thank you very much, Chief. Justin Obomacleon, it's been a very rewarding time talking to you. The date of the launching in Lagos is when? What's the date so that our listeners can have that lockdown?
Yeah, what we're planning... What we're planning now, with Wallace Edgar, we started the studio, but we're just doing some teas and songs. I mean, painting the whole big property. The property is in a lesson. It's a big property, but we have a section of it. And we're negotiating to have a bigger section of it and all that, and the gardens. And one thing I'll say about this particular property, it's a property that has a botanic garden, which Dr. David Dale, you know, was part of the people and the brain behind the botanic garden.
Oh, the late David Dale.
Yeah, the late David Dale. So it's also something to honor David Dale on that day, because he created the garden that is inside, that we, the property is inside. There's a garden there, you know, which David Dale created. So today I was talking to Ejo, and we've decided that they want me. He had there's an artist I respect very much, Patrick Agose, who is part of this team. And in our collection, you know, we have over 50 artists, visual artists, and any of them can come in to manage or do things. So we do have a couple of people that can help us.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Chief Obomacleon. So this same March is when we're going to have the opening of the Cacophony Simple.
The official opening.
It's open already. Okay, that's what you mean. Okay, it's open already. But then the official opening.
Expecting our students now. I called HOD Albert, Dr. Hegg, Bakuba of the children are doing exams right now. He'll advise me next week when the children will arrive in Apapa and then Lekki, you know. And other students also from other universities are coming in this month.
Yeah.
And Ejo is already in talk with Edosa and all the other artists, as was said. And I've talked to SNA Chairman, who is ready to help us too. So everything, they're bringing in powerful artworks into the gallery. But what we're planning is, we have lockdown in Scotland. We are hoping that the Scottish people will lift the lockdown, so travel will start in the next couple of months. So I'm hoping that what will happen, giving them, if they say we should take the COVID injection, I will take my injection. I will do my quarantine, whatever they want. So we are looking at maybe putting the opening date in October sometime, and then I will be planning to come to Nigeria about September, you know. I will definitely let you know so that you can let everybody know, because we do need the support of everybody, including the press. You know, and
I can assure you that Spirit of Nigeria Radio will partner you, because that's what we exist for. The culture train is specifically created for people like you who are doing stuff so that we can showcase what you are doing and get. And you know what gladdens my heart is the fact that the location in Lekki area here, are they developing the Lekki EPZ zone where the Dangote refinery is going to be? A lot of business attention is political and business attention focusing there. And now you have Nike Gallery in Elegbushi. We're going to have a Cacophony there. And then when you move further down, you're going to have, there's the Yemisi Shillong Museum at the Pan Atlantic. And I'm so happy that the business is moving there, art is moving into that. So your vision is very right and your dream is very right. So we thank you very much, Chief Josephine Obo MacLeod, for the great work that you are doing. And we hope to see you here very soon. The lockdown will go away. This thing called coronavirus will leave us and our humanity will be restored. And we will be back to our normal world. And then we'll see your face again. But be assured that Spirit of Nigeria Radio will be your partner on this project. That's what we are there for.
We are talking to the diaspora.
You can be sure that we'll be talking to you, that we'll bring you back. That's what I can say. And I'm speaking on behalf of my executive producer. I will run because I was enjoying our conversation. So thank you very much, my guest, Chief Justin Obo Makio, the Adonor of Emu in this land. Edo State, and the entire share of Kadleki. Thank you very much for all the great work that you are doing and for all the mentorship that you are offering our young people, because we need it at this time that we're showing our young people that they have no hope and they can be kicked off from schools and they can be kidnapped. That's what we're showing our children. But then the thing that people like you are doing are helping us to tell our young people, our children, that there's hope for the next generation. Thank you so much. It's been Culture Train. Thank you, my listener. Culture Train.
Thank you.
It is Culture Train from Spirit of Nigeria Radio, where we bring the diaspora up to speed. And we're reaching you from Culture Town. I will be back next week. My name is Jamon Anipulapo. And we're sure to bring you one more person or another person who is doing something. We focus on those who are doing something, those who are just talking. We've done enough of talking. Let's promote those who are doing stuff. Thank you very much. Good night. I'll see you next week.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.